But in the media world, I mean, Portland is on fire now. I mean, and I say that lightly because it's the place to be. People want to know about what's going on here. And it's a lot going on in the city as far as politically. And we got a lot of artists out there as well on many facets that have a lot to portray. So it's just kind of like the spotlight is on us right now.
For sure.
And yeah, it feels good, you know?
So how long have you been back?
So I've been back since this summer.
Okay.
Officially.
So you already getting the calls and the text messages.
Oh, yeah.
Are you all right? You know, what's happening out there? Okay.
Oh man, you know, and these calls are coming from the South, you know, the conservative Southern news platforms got you scared. And I want to let everybody know we all right, okay? Yeah. We cool.
You're doing good.
The fall is falling, the leaves is falling, it's beautiful. Trump lying and yeah, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those things.
Oh my.
Those
goodness.
Things.
Yeah.
We all right.
Yeah, we good. We good. Again, so happy you were able to tap in for this morning.
Yeah.
It was a last minute ask and bam, you're here. Very nice. Thank you so much.
Such an honor to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Definitely looking forward to sharing some more media spaces with you moving forward. You know, as MJ comes back and, you know, we got the Monday show, we got this show, have other things that we're working on percolating in the background. Mm-hmm. So y'all going to be hearing a lot more from Kia moving forward just in Portland media. You did some coverage for the Star Wars.
Yes.
Yes, during Hip Hop Week.
Oh,
how was that?
Man, a beautiful event. I mean, I was fresh into the city at that moment. I haven't seen people in like 15, 16 years. And to walk in and seeing the Star Awards being introduced in that way, it was electrifying. Shout out to DJ OG1 for curating, rest in peace, Star Child, this event, this beautiful event, PDX Week. If you missed it, please show up next year. It is a fantastic PDX Hip Hop Week, a fantastic week. And to end it off in the Star Awards, just, you know, giving the flowers to the artists, new seasons in media as well. You know, I got to sit down with the OGs of radio.
Right.
And just all platforms. It was great to just talk and reach out and be able to shake hands with the city. Even the Trailblazers, you know, were there. And so, an amazing event. Like I said, if you missed it, please show up next year. Stay tuned to your phones and the internet to see so you don't miss it, okay?
Bet. Yeah, I was really looking forward to it this year specifically because of the venue sponsorship that OG was able to lock down. So shout out to the Riser, Patricia Reiser venue. I can't remember the full name of the venue, but amazing, like beautiful spot. The staff is very professional. They knew their stuff, and the facilities were incredible, absolutely incredible. It made production, for me anyways, like a piece of cake that night.
Beautiful artwork.
Video capture. Yes,
oh,
yes.
Man.
The Black beautiful Art Gallery they have going on right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely dope. Absolutely dope. Okay, so a couple of stories I want to get into real quick before we do our break at 8. Actually, there's one, and I'm not sure how much you've been paying attention or seen any of this, but the Tyler Creator backlash. Have you caught any of that?
So I saw the tweets that resurfaced from Tyler, the Creator,
okay,
and I will say
it
was so hard to read those.
Okay.
With knowing how harsh the internet can be.
And I saw
how dated those tweets were.
Mm-hmm.
And that's before we know what we actually know about the internet and how it could turn around
of
and
course.
Literally slap you. You know, it's a safe space, but it's not.
Right.
We're exercising our First Amendment, but we still have to pay the consequences of using it, you know?
Right. So before we get into the tweets, let's kind of like give people a little background on what happened. So we lost D'Angelo. And shout out to Black Futures Farm. We're working on a D'Angelo tribute soon. Looking forward to participating in that. But we lost D'Angelo. And Tyler basically, you know, communicated some sentiments of how that loss made him feel.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it makes sense that Tyler would say something like that. I've been following Tyler since the first album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, like, understandable and easy for people, especially in my age bracket, to be like, I don't really deal with Tyler. Like, you're going to have a hard time trying to get me to listen to Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he first came out, he was definitely on some, you know, on some rage stuff. It was tough, but I was able to, for whatever reason, cut through the shock jock stuff and really understand his perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an appreciation for it. I definitely listened to newer Tyler more than I listened to any of the older stuff, even as it was current in its time. But watching his journey over the years, it was like, okay, yeah, this, of course, he would shout at the end. He loves R&B. He loves soul music. He talks about those influences and what he used to listen to growing up. Like, this is an immense loss for him. It's going to hit him the same way it hits a lot of people. But apparently, his fans responded negatively on some old, like, anyway, when's the next album dropping? Like, totally disregarding his sentiments and the way he was feeling about the loss for D'Angelo. And it got to a level of disrespect that, from the outside looking in, it was like, wow, these are your peoples? This is the fan base you've cultivated that doesn't have an appreciation for Black music, even though you're a Black musician? Like, what's up with that? Yeah.
Okay, so... And I love Tyler, the Creator. He is a phenomenal artist.
For sure.
I mean, and I love his vision for music and fashion and art just all around. As a person and as a brand, Tyler, the Creator is a match in a good way and a bad way. Because once you strike that match, you light him up. He's on fire. You can't stop him. And it takes away from the artistry. And he's always been, like you said, raging. I like that. A rage bait. I like that.
Yeah, for
know,
sure.
I,
before we knew what rage bait,
exactly.
Before it had its own,
Yeah. And I think he's gone more into the idea of trolling. And there's several artists that I could put, and just public figures that I could put in that pocket of just being complete trolls. Just knowing that what you're going to say, and if you try to jump into this controversy, your thoughts and opinions may not be liked or perceived by many, by most. And I think in knowing that and knowing that about yourself and your brand, if you continue to just light that match and you continue to choose fire, you're trolling. You're now trolling.
To choose fire. That's
and,
the way to put it.
Yeah. And at this point, anything that you've done musically, anything in your accolade is going to be thrown out the window. If you don't say what most people want to hear. And I don't want to shut anybody up.
Right. But that's just what it is.
But that's just kind of what it is. That's what the internet will do to you. I hate that for Tyler.
So... As a part of people, you know, responding negatively to his fans responding negatively to him wanting to give D'Angelo his flowers, they started digging up old texts. I mean, old tweets.
Yeah.
And here's the thing for me. I didn't need old tweets because I listened to old Tyler. So I know what Tyler was saying back then. I continued to listen to Tyler over the years and watched him mature. So he was hiding so many different parts of himself back then. He was a lot of masking going on. He was dealing with his gender identity. Like, there was a lot. There was a lot. And being that, you know, spiky, prickly person was a defense mechanism, and it helped him get to where he is today. Now, I remember having a conversation with my homie. What's my man's DJ name? Renaissance the DJ. And my homie Marcel. He's a member of the queer community. And this was at the beginning of the pandemic. I think the wildfires were still happening at the same time. And we were still, I was running the numbers, but we were still here in X-Ray Studios. And I don't know how we got on the conversation of social media and tweets and just like some of the ways that we've evolved as a society, like just certain words we don't use anymore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That, you know, we don't do that. And I said to him, I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure, you know, there are some tweets that if I look back, you know, back on them, like, I would be ashamed of the way I was talking back then. For
absolutely.
Sure, like early Twitter days.
Agreed.
And he was like, they were like, well, what are you going to do about him? I was like, I'm prepared to respond to anyone that was like, hey, you used to talk like this. You used to, yeah, I definitely used to.
Absolutely.
I definitely used to. I am not that person. Like, that's wild. You know what I'm saying? I've evolved. I've learned this. I've had different relationships, blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, I can. I'm definitely willing to confront that. I don't have any issues with that at all. And then they were like, well, just delete them. And I said, yeah, but then I feel like I'm hiding and pretending like I was this, I'm this this great person I've always been my entire life. And he was like, okay, cool. Delete him.
Yeah, I mean, simple as that.
They were like, delete him. And then he's like, I feel like you want to share this journey that you've been on, but you can do that without people being harmed by having to see those old tweets. And I was like, oh, message.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. I get it. Yeah.
Yes. Agreed. I 100% agree with that. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is delete them.
Yeah.
You know, just delete them. I go in and I delete old photos, and like, I hate to see a Facebook memory come up. I really hate to see that. Honestly, Facebook, you can do without that on the app. I don't want to see what I said 10 plus years ago. I don't want to see pictures of what I saw or what I took pictures of and posted 10 plus years ago. And so, yeah, the easiest, best is just to delete it, especially on a platform like that, because why do you want to go back and clean up something that you probably didn't even mean to tweet or text, Why have to go through that? And a lot of people don't accept apologies. Well,
no,
they are not that emotionally intelligent yet to understand what an apology is and how to accept it, you know. And that's not to downplay anybody, you know, because it's hard for me to accept apologies for most times too.
It's about where those poor people are in their journey.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's just, you know, jump over the line there and let's just delete it, you know.
So from what I understand, he has gone back and started deleting some of those tweets.
Oh, it's too late now.
Far too late.
You got a team for that.
Bam. His entire, you know, like his entire Twitter history has been snapshotted. Like, you're too big, fam.
Yeah.
It's been combed through. People have it on their hard drives. It's not going anywhere. But so apparently he's been going back cleaning things out. One of the tweets, do you have any of them?
I'm trying to pull it up, but I don't have any service in here.
Okay. One of the tweets, I believe, was with regards to Black History Month and him saying, you know, he hates Black History Month, you know, and I can't remember the exact phrasing of it, but for the most part, I felt like it was misinterpreted. And I say that because the sentiment that I got from the tweet, I'm going to try to share Wi-Fi with you. The sentiment that I got from the tweet was more so, I hate that there is a need for a Black History Month.
Right.
Not necessarily Black History Month. Blah, I hate it. Boo. Like, that didn't seem like, you know, what was happening. All right. You want to try that one? And hopefully the share should come up.
Perfect. Thanks.
But yeah, it seemed like that's what was happening. But again, you know, people are going to take it however they want to. They're going to run with it. And now he has to defend that, unfortunately. How did it hit you, that one specifically?
Okay, you know, that one reminded me, and this is a sensitive artist as well to mention. It reminded me of that Kanye rant where he went on to TMZ and he said
slavery was a choice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Slavery was a choice.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Kanye fan, and I feel like I completely can understand, especially even in his mental condition with dealing with bipolar. You know, I understand that as well. I understand that language in that lane.
Yeah.
Just dealing with it personally with someone in my family. So I understand what that sounds like and looks like. And I understand that there's clickbaits and there's a lot of people where you just get the meat of what somebody said and not the whole entire context of what somebody said. And when he went back, like you said, you could go back and you could fix things and heal the message. Mm-hmm. When he went back and healed the message, oh, okay, I kind of see where you were. You needed a little bit more context to that theory. But, you know, there's those conversations about something sensitive like Black History Month, where you really have to tread lightly. And I see where Tyler, the Creator, was coming from, where why do we have to just do 1 month? I think I have a tweet or something about that as well.
Yeah.
But it didn't age well, and it won't age well. And I think in him posting that, I think that he should have known that this may or may not age well. But I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah, I think the Tyler of that time period wanted it not to age well.
It wanted it not to. That's like, that trolling.
That's who he was. That's 100%. And to an extent, he is still a troll today.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, you know, he's evolved. He's
elevated. A different type of troll. Yes, yeah. He is an elevated,
elevated,
evolved troll. And I love that for him because that's on brand
right.
for him.
Right. Yeah.
I think he needs, so in media, you know, especially as a polished artist, you have teams of people that have, public PR, you
yeah.
know, public relations.
Yes.
And you have people that are out there to put out fires. And like, I love Cardi B just came out in on an interview where she mentioned that she has, you know, a public relations manager that helps her,
yeah.
that brings her back in, that, you know, tones her down just yeah. a little bit. And I think that it was so elevated for Cardi to know that I need somebody on my team that's going to tell me to chill.
Yeah, because the game's different.
Yeah, the game's different and I'm hot fire. I think that Tyler, the creator, needs that same support, especially when he wants to go on these rage-baiting tweet
yeah.
crash outs.
Yeah.
It just yeah. didn't age well, and I know what he meant, but we're going to deal with the month that we got. It's short, it's long, we're going to fill it up, you know what I'm saying?
Facts, facts.
You know, people work hard for this month, and we got it.
People work
and,
really hard.
And with that being said, he could also go and do something for March and April and
true,
May
true,
and June, the
true.
Entire year, you
true.
Know? Don't just put it out there and just leave it there for everybody to just be screaming and wailing about.
Yeah. I mean, again, there are things that we're going to have to handle that come back up.
Yes.
You know, from our past. And this is us existing as social media was coming into our lives versus, you know, the youth of today and our kids that are being born into a world that exists mm-hmm. where social media is part of, you know, part of their existence 100%. And they put so much of their lives online. Mm-hmm. So it's like, whew, all right, y'all. All
and
right.
It's also a little bit irresponsible to, as a person in the Black community, to go and say those things out loud because you don't know how other people of different races, of different cultures, we'll take that information coming from a Black person.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I see, like, even in politics now, you have, you know, the group of young Republicans whose group's text messages leaked, where they have, you know, some vibrant conversations going on.
That's the way to put it.
Uh-huh. You know, that I'd say was a little bit worse. It was a lot worse than Tyler, the Creator.
Far.
But look at us. You know,
yeah.
We have to dissect and break down some past tweets from Tyler the Creator, but I don't feel like we're doing the same for this young Republicans group chat right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know I'm saying yeah. they talking about watermelon at the picnic.
Yikes.
Aye.
Yo.
Aye.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. Like, okay, so I'm glad you brought that up. Were you surprised by any of that?
You know, I was not surprised.
Okay. All right.
I like that kind of, you know, I like that exposure. Say it out loud. Say it in all caps for me.
Say it with your chest.
Let me know before I walk in the door.
Right.
You know, yeah. like, let's be loud and proud.
Yeah.
I'm Black and I'm proud.
You're racist.
Loud
proud.
And you're proud.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I'm the exact same way. Like,
I am. Yeah, I just don't necessarily like the response. I don't like the response because if it was anybody else, if it was anybody of any other color, they'd have to write an apology.
Oh, absolutely.
They'd have to pay fines of millions of dollars, you know,
yeah.
for things.
Yeah.
I can go down a list of apologies that had to be made when it was regarding race.
Right.
And how much money had to been paid out of fines when they had said something out of line for race. But this young group of Republicans is being accepted by and bandaged by our own vice president.
Yeah.
They're just teenagers.
They're just kids.
Oh, guys. Okay. They're just kids.
They're just kids.
Is that what we're going to say about every mass shooter? Is they were just a kid?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
nothing.
It's been interesting to watch. Again, no surprises there. But I do like, I'm with you. I do like just, you know, let's pull the veil back. This
yeah.
is who you are. Cool. And let's deal with that and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not pretend as if this isn't who you are. Be comfortable with who you are. And yeah, it's all good. It's all good. You know, now is a clear understanding of where you lie on these issues, where I lie on these issues. And we don't have to mingle. No co-mingling, none of that. Stay on your side of the room and I'm good to go. And I know what to look for when you come around.
Exactly.
I know what energy you're bringing. When you come around, there's
exactly.
no, you know, fake handshakes or any of that. No smile, no, you know, being cordial for the sake of it. No. You do not prefer that I exist.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't even need to make eye contact.
That's it.
Cool. That's all, you know, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah. Oh, real quick. We are in the fun drive. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this. Last week, we had to run a rerun. So there was no talk of us being part of the fun drive. And I apologize for that. But there was still an opportunity to support X-Ray, support this show, support this amazing station. You can go to xray.fm and hit the donate button right there on the front of the page. You can also, once you hit the donate button, you can go to the News of My Fiancé peer-to-peer page. You can give through our peer-to-peer, or you can get through the regular donate button. Make it happen. I got a call earlier this week because the debit card that I use to donate each month, it lapsed. And that is because I had to order all new debit cards because I misplaced my wallet and passport in a recent trip.
Yikes.
Super yikes.
Hey.
Super yikes. So, yeah, that was fun. That was hilarious to get a call. I saw it pop up on my phone. I was like, X-Ray, what's happening? And it was part of the fun drive. So, yes. So maybe you've donated in the past and you might need to update your payment information. You know, you might get a call. I'm not sure if they're doing text, but you might get a call to that effect. You might get an email to that effect. So check that out. But also, if you have not subscribed, if you have not become a member, you can come in at $10 a month. You can come in at $15 a month. You can come in at $20 a month. You can do a one-time donation. Depending on the levels that you come in on, you receive a gift or at least access to a prize, depending on what is happening that day. Unfortunately, I do not have today's daily detail sheet in here with me, but I do know at the $10 a month level, you get a thank you pack. At the $15 a month level, you get a tote bag. And the $20 a month, 20 and up, you get a zip-up hoodie, and the hoodies are fire. We got one, I think we've had hoodies the last couple of years, actually. They're pretty, really, really dope, and the new design for this year is fire. So definitely, if you haven't yet, head on over to xray.fm, hit the donate button, or once you hit the donate button, head to the News of My Fiancé peer-to-peer page and donate there. But yeah, man, we miss y'all. We miss y'all, man. It's been a little while. Again, shout out to everybody that stopped through for Monday night show on YouTube. If anyone doesn't know, yes, we are live every Monday night from 6:30 to 8:30. Technical issues aside, it's been a relatively smooth show. And yeah, we got 2 hours of radio that day on the Mondays. And, you know, we're here every Thursday morning from 7:30 to 9:06. I want to really, really like show immense degree of appreciation for the X-Ray staff and the way we've been able to. It seems so long ago, but the pandemic happened. But the way we were able to stay on the air and everyone just coalesced around what needed to get done and training people to create content from the house. That's what the community is about. That's what X-Ray community is about. We want to make sure that local voices always have a platform. I was having a conversation with Kia earlier this week, just about the difference between, you know, differences within terrestrial radio, the differences within the terrestrial radio landscape. And you got the big radio stations, corporate radio, corporate run media, and then you have community radio. And I think just overall, people will be like, do people still really listen to radio? I remember when I stopped listening to radio, commercial radios, because of the commercials, mm-hmm. like 15 minutes of every hour was commercials. Mm-hmm. And then in between that, when you got music, it was the same 20 songs throughout the day. And once I was able to get an iPod or something like that, I was like, why would I purposely listen to commercials? I'm definitely not doing that. Community radio is a lot different. It's so much different. And I know you guys are tuned into X-Ray that have been fans of the station. You know it. You feel it every single day when you listen. You are getting, you know, local voices, first and foremost, discussing local issues like we do on this show. Mm-hmm. and connecting with you on a level that makes sense, that works for you. You know, talking about, shout out to Ross Beach and the concert calendar, talking about what's happening, things that are happening in your city from a week to week and day to day basis. And then the music is just completely different.
Yeah.
The format here is way more diverse and eclectic. So the amount of appreciation I have for X-Ray and the lessons I learned throughout the years working at the station, behind the scenes from a production standpoint, then also as a broadcaster, unmatched, absolutely unmatched. So please hit up xray.fm, hit the blue donate button on the first page, hit the News of My Fiance button on under the peer-to-peer. We are, I believe, like $30 away from our goal.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I mean, and shout out really to our listeners. Shout out to our fiancés, because we ran a rerun last week and Head still came through and hit it hard on the donations. Speaking of the fiancés, I know y'all are listening because you guys are faithful listeners, but no one has said good morning yet. And y'all, I'm different. Y'all know I'm different. I don't require that. I know y'all chime in when y'all feel like it, but I know y'all are listening because I messes with y'all and y'all messes with us. But if MJ was here right now, it is 8:00. It's 8:03. She would be like, are we on the air? Hello? Is anyone out there?
I'm with MJ. Listen, I'm with MJ. I ain't met MJ yet, but I liked her style. I don't wake up in my household and you don't say good morning. It don't matter how grumpy, what time it is.
Right.
You wake up and say, good morning. Can we get a good morning?
For sure. You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And then the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. We are going to hop into a music break real quick and be back with, I think we'll jump into one of the local stories. All right. Catch you right after this break. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush right here on X-Ray FM every morning from 7:30 to 9:06. I am joined by a very special guest co-host, Casey. What's good?
What's up? Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Okay. So what had happened was, we was chilling, doing our news thing, like we do on Thursdays. And nobody had texted in. So then I tapped into, my partner's, aura real quick. And I did the call out. I said, what's happening? Good morning, everyone. What's happening? Where are you? And just like that, the fiancés that I knew were listening chimed in. Morning, Michelle. Shelly Shell said, good morning. Also, you had someone pinch hitting for you last week. That must have been Chase. Yes. I do believe that was Chase. Phil, listening. Good morning, y'all. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Phil.
AJ, we here. It is a morning. It is a morning. It is indeed a morning.
We wishing you a good morning, AJ.
Right.
Okay. You got this morning. This is your morning. Okay.
AJ be like,
Yeah. I know he is, but it's all right. At least somebody said it. Okay, AJ.
She be like, no, I hear you. And Winter, good morning. And in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. What up, Winter? Oh, yeah. So MJ will be back on Monday, y'all. Back in full effect. She's going to have many, many stories to regale you with. Some will be true. Some will be made up. That's just how MJ rolls. You guys know that, she's a, what's the word I'm looking for? Storyteller.
Yeah.
Yes. She lies to me all the time. I'm taking this opportunity while she's not here to defend herself. She lies to me all the time.
not lies with you.
Yeah. lies with. Cap on top of cap, you guys. Any of the times when, she's just going off, saying things that sound unbelievable about Ambush, believe in those moments that, maybe, not so true. Okay. All right, cool. She'll catch this on the playback, and I'll deal with the consequences of that later.
Look, you took your window. I'm not mad at you. This is your time, Ambush. No.
It isn't. Kid, I'm going to pay dearly for it. But, you know, I'm cool with it. All right, let's see. We're going to do local news. Scrolling. I would put it. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. All right. So, a man is suing PPB for fake charges. Wait till y'all, if you haven't yet, wait until you hear this. And AJ, I know sis is going to be like, of course this happened. And she'll be able to give me like three other illustrations of how this has been happening over the years. Portland City Council voted Wednesday to pay $300,000 to Adam Gregg, a man who spent more than 5 years in prison for a drug-related death that never occurred.
Oh.
Gregg pleaded guilty in 2015 to selling heroin that police and prosecutors claim caused a fatal overdose, only to later learn that the man was in fact alive.
Okay.
11 of 12 counselors supported the settlement with one dissenting vote. The case began with Portland police responded to a May 2015 overdose. The victim survived, but officers Takia Thurman and Carrie Hutchinson allegedly told Gregg that he had sold heroin that killed someone. According to Gregg's lawsuit, prosecutors included then Deputy District Attorney John Kopic, reinforced that false claim, leading him to plead guilty to manslaughter and accept an 80-month sentence. After his release, Gregg discovered the supposed victim had lived, prompting him to sue the city and officers and Kopic for $5.5 million in damages. Gregg told reporters he was grateful for the city's acknowledgement of the harm caused, but said that the trauma of believing he was responsible for someone's death still weighs heavily. The idea of having to come to terms and take account for being responsible for another person's death, who wasn't actually dead, as well as the distrust that comes along with having believed that because people in power told me it was true, he said. It emphasized that his lawsuit was not about avoiding responsibility for his past drug use and selling, but about the importance of due process and accountability within the justice system. Counselor Eric Zimmerman cast the sole no vote. Okay, Eric, arguing that Gregg had admitted guilt and the city should not be negotiating with individuals who had committed crimes. When you do the time for the crime you committed and pled to, I don't see the concern here. Wow.
Okay.
Zimmerman said. Gregg responded that the settlement wasn't about excusing his actions, but about recognizing the harm caused by false information from law enforcement.
Right.
According to the Portland Police Bureau, Thurman has since left the department while Hutchinson remains employed. The case against Kopic was dismissed due to prosecutorial immunity, though Gregg said he is appealing that decision. His conviction was vacated in 2022. Now 9 years sober, Gregg is in his third year at Lewis and Clark Law School.
Good for you.
Where he hopes to become a civil rights attorney. Ultimately, what the settlement represents, he said, is an accounting for harms that were done by police officers. Eric Zimmerman is wildin'. He's wilding right now.
I mean, to be so unhuman, to put law before humanity is just, that makes me question who's in office and who has these positions. Not right. only him, but I'm going back up to officers. I'm reading Takia Thurman and right. Carrie Hutchinson,
right.
who allegedly told Gregg that he had stolen heroin and killed someone. They right. were the ones that said that he had killed someone.
Trying to manipulate him. Yeah.
You know,
it was in pursuit of getting a warrant for his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to, you know, get there and be able to search his apartment. And I believe, which one left? Thurman left. I can't remember which news agency was able to get up with Thurman. Thurman said, I don't remember anything about this. I don't recall any.
That's so convenient.
Very.
It's so convenient. Yeah. I'm sure this is probably one of the biggest cases that they had to deal with. It's just so conveniently you don't recall any information. Matter of fact, you don't recall so much that you recall the wrong information and locked this man up
right.
for years.
Right. Right. right.
for years. If you have a problem with your memory, this is not the job for you.
At all.
This is not the job. And is where I also blame, you know, the people that are vetting these officers and these lawyers and these judges out, because, okay, it's okay if you have the credentials when it's about education.
Right.
But, I mean, small things like in errors like this are unacceptable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, it's purposeful, like, period. It's purposeful. The fact that one city councilor held out Zimmerman again. As I was reading the story, I was like, I couldn't remember who the single counselor was. But I would love to have a continued conversation with that, because if this person was pled guilty to a false accusation, here's the thing. If the person that he was accused of killing actually was dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was aware of that, made aware of those actions, he's pleading guilty to a real thing.
Right, exactly. To what's being told to him.
Exactly. So in his mind, he's pleading guilty to a real thing. I don't understand. And like you said, it's about the people in these positions. I don't understand how a sitting city councilor cannot come to grips with someone being fed false information, pleading guilty to false information, pleading guilty based on that false information, doing time based on that false information, there not being a need for restitution. Like, that is, like, if that's where you land on this issue, where are you on other issues?
Where are you on other issues, you know? And I like to see both sides, right, of different people's perspectives, because I'm always interested in why people choose the decisions that they choose.
Right.
Why did you decide that? I cannot find the why. I cannot find why you decided to say that this man pled guilty to false accusations, false things that were fed to him.
Right.
Knowing that they were false and knowing that this was a whole setup, Zimmerman, how do you decide that, oh, he still pled? It doesn't matter.
Oh, well.
Are you that stuck to the font?
Right.
That you can't see past, like, the actual story that's going on here?
Yo.
I would like to know, and I don't like to age harass people, but I would like to know how old Councilman Zimmerman is. And I only say that because I feel like there is an age limit when it comes to, like, politics and legislative positions, because you kind of lose sight of what's going on socially. Yeah.
And there's ideas kind of, that are baked into you.
Yeah, you know, you learned a certain way.
Right.
You learned the book. And obviously he's stuck in the book because he just, it doesn't matter if he was lied to. He said he did it.
What?
Huh?
Come on, bro.
Huh?
Michelle says, police lying to people about what they did is so common. But the fact that it got all the way through to a conviction really demands answers. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, they're talking about settling for $300,000. The lawsuit was $5.5. I can't remember whether he accepted the $300,000, settlement, but I wouldn't.
Mm-mm, no.
I just wouldn't. I would not. And yeah, that's 5 years is not light work. By any stretch.
5 years. He was looking at 80 years, right?
I believe there was an 80 in it.
I mean, you just throwing, you know, my life. This is this man's life that you are dealing with. You just throw it away like any other life. Like, it's just the trash. It's not okay.
Yeah.
And shout out to him. Now 9 years sober.
Right.
Greg's in his third year
at law school.
Lewis and Clark Law School.
Yeah. Shout out,
as he should, because who knows how many other instances like this that there are.
Yeah.
We've seen this, you know, on larger platforms. You know, they make Netflix documentaries.
Yeah.
However, what are these small civil cases that we don't get to see or talk about?
Because I wouldn't be mad at someone wanting to, you know, put the civil suit in place, cash out, and just get away from it all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at that, you know, but the fact that he's deciding to hop back in the fray and get to the work is dope. AJ said, Zimmerman isn't old, just hateful.
Ugh.
AJ would know. AJ would know. She goes to many city council meetings. She'd be in the space. She'd be in the places. Yeah, I couldn't remember exactly which face to Matt Zimmerman with. But yeah, okay. Really wild. What up, P-Town? Morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Malcolm. Morning, y'all. Getting ready for work. Apologies for the radio silence. I agree with all your sentiments regarding corporate versus community radio. Two completely different worlds, and the latter being superior. With love for the fiancés, Malcolm. Morning, Malcolm. Thank you.
Morning,
thank
Malcolm.
You. Getting ready for work.
You have a great day at work now.
You know what I'm saying?
Bring home that bacon. Or turkey bacon.
The turkey bacon? I have a preference. I grew up in a home where we didn't eat pork. So pork bacon was never like, you know, top of the list for me. Mm-hmm. But that beef bacon? If I had to choose between.
I've never had beef bacon. I don't see that in the grocery store.
Yeah. No. Bacon? So I'm gonna be 100 with you. Okay. You won't see it in the grocery store. It's not something you commonly find in the grocery store. You have to go to a butcher.
Okay.
So here we at Gardner's, you know.
Gotcha.
Back home in Philly, I think it was a little bit easier to find beef bacon in some of the stores there. But I had not, like, finding beef bacon out here, turkey bacon, sure. Listen, regular bacon,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I call myself I am a supermarket connoisseur.
Okay.
Like, if there was a degree to be earned for grocery shopping, I'd be well on my way to my master's.
So I'm assuming you're a couponer and all that.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And I'm serious about it, okay? You know, Albertsons, they were looking at me crazy the other day because I say $56. I shouted in the name of Jesus. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I am that serious. And
that
I've never seen beef bacon.
Yeah.
Now, I might be hated for this, and this statement always gets me in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
But turkey bacon.
Real quick, the views that are expressed are of kids and kids
yes,
alone.
Thank you. Because I'm going to need that. I don't need that. Yeah, I'm back in Portland now. I know people be serious about their stuff. Okay. Word for word.
Right.
But turkey bacon is nasty.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. Should I drop Smike?
Certain brands of turkey bacon are nasty.
Okay.
That is correct. Turkey bacon overall, I wouldn't. Wow, that's a broad brush.
I know.
So you haven't had any turkey bacon that you like?
I have not had any turkey bacon that I was like, oh, this is great. This is that. Mm-hmm.
Does bacon need to be crispy for you?
Bacon needs to be crispy for me. And I haven't really found that hot spot when it comes to turkey bacon because.
That makes sense.
It's never going to get crispy.
It's
going to get burnt before it crisps.
Yeah, because there isn't the fat there to give you the crisp.
And there's a fine line between done and done. I mean, you gotta literally be staring at it like, turkey bacon, don't burn, don't burn.
Yeah.
And also, I've been, you know, I've already teased myself with eating pork bacon.
Right.
And I don't eat it very often, but it is good when I do eat it.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie. There's nothing that can replace that flavor.
I definitely.
Some greasy poke.
Okay.
Sorry. Just sprinkle the fat on it.
Just a little bit of. You gotta eat that pork. Okay. I definitely would encourage veering into some colliding with some beef bacon. You will enjoy it.
I will.
You absolutely will.
I will implore that. So thank you for that. I will go up to Gardner's and check it out.
They ask you how thick you want it sliced and everything. It's great.
Okay.
It's great. It's amazing. Yes. Yes.
I haven't been to Gardner's in years, but shout out to like the aesthetic outside, like the upgrade. Like, come on, man. Mm. The Gardner's in my memory, that's engraved in my brain, is just completely. This is an elevated Gardner's.
Okay.
That we're dealing with right now.
Is it like a barn where there's people who just bring it in?
No, it just was just the butcher's, you know, the butcher shop.
Right,
like, you
know,
if you drew your community, it's just a little gray building.
It's fire in there. They have.
Oh, man. They're doing like. Dude, you can bring
foods,
your game,
all
your wild bring, game.
Yes, all of that. I was in there when I was last in there, maybe like a month or two ago. I was grabbing some oxtails, and they had a bag of Utz chips, which is an East Coast brand. And they had the hot chips, family size bag. I was like, and this leaves with me. I can't find those chips out here like
and
that.
And they're called Utz.
U-T-Z.
U-T-Z.
Yeah, it's U-T-Z. It's a brand with like a little girl with a little bow in her hair on the logo on the bag. Yeah, I've never seen that. Very rare. very, very rare I see those chips out here.
Yeah.
When I saw those chips in Gardner's, I was like, oh, this is what we're doing?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
there we go. That entire bag. Give me that. It leaves with me. Great.
You found your people.
They found me. They definitely found me. All right, we are going to hop into another music break, but again, we are in the fun drive right now. So head over to xray.fm, hit that blue donate button. Membership levels, $10, $15, $20 or more. You can also make a one-time donation. If you come into at the $10 level, you get a thank you pack. At the $15 level, tote bag, and a $20 level, zip-up hoodie. And this is like a monthly donation you can sign up for. Again, you can also just do a one-time donation. So you want to head on over to xray.fm, hit that blue donate button. We are $30 away from our goal. Shout out to everyone that has been contributing so far. But yeah, we're $30 away from a goal. We just want to hit the goal. And if we go over, I would not be mad at that. I would not be mad at that. That would be something amazing that MJ could come back home to. But yeah, we're going to take a quick music break and come back with, I think we'll come back with one of the national stories. All right, see you on the few. We are back. Welcome back to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush every Thursday morning right here on X-Ray FM from 7:30 to 9:06. Shoot us a text. 971-220-5979. Again, that is 971-220-5979. This morning, I am joined by Kia Walker. Casey, what is up?
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah,
good morning,
yeah.
Portland. Good morning, Ambush. So
Hello.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, man.
X-Ray family.
Yeah. MJ is still on break again. If you're just joining the show, she will be back on Monday. Monday night is going to be fire for a couple of reasons, y'all. For a couple of reasons. The last couple of Mondays, there have been some technical issues with the feed, starting and stopping and dropping and picking up and all of that. And I am very, very excited because I think I figured it out. And it's something really, really simple. So I'm going to get a little, production meeting techie for a little bit. So some of the hardware we were using before, we got our upgrade. We were running from an A10 Mini, a Blackmagic A10 Mini. We were using that with the Rodecaster. We were pushing it through to our distribution service. Now we have the Rodecaster video, which is all in one unit, and that just pushes straight to the distribution service. So we're able to run our audio, have pre-recorded stuff, which is why you're able to see us play the theme song now, like the new theme song for the Monday nights, like so much better for everything, for all of it. But the last couple of weeks, the stream has been starting and stopping on its own and creating a new stream, like, you know, just intermittently. So initially we thought it was an internet issue, which it was not, for sure. We are hardwired in. Ethernet cable. Cool. After the last show, I did some Googling. And shout out to our engineer, our in-studio engineer, Jess. Jess is amazing. Jess is always on top of it. You know, if we have a smooth show, it's because of Jess. If we have a bad show, it's Jess working out the kinks. But it's never because of Jess that things aren't working, for sure. And you guys have seen what it's like for me to do a show by myself. It's pretty rough. it's not easy. So in any event, I think what had happened was there's USB-C cables,
mm-hmm.
right? But all USB-C cables aren't the same.
Mm-hmm.
There are some for charging. There are some for data transfer. There are super speed USB-C cables for higher rates of data transfer.
Right.
And that is what happened. You guys, it was the wrong USB-C cables. So I went out and purchased super speed USB-C cables. They will be designated specifically for use with the Videocaster. I'm going to test them. I told you guys on Monday I was going to test them this week. I'm going to do some gaming, do some PS5 gaming on my Twitch channel. AJ said you should do some cooking content, which is true.
Ooh, that's cooking, nice.
You just got nice. Back. Cooking yeah. with Am is a thing.
Okay.
It is a thing. You know, I'll send you the IG. We got a pop-up event coming up on November 8th. You know what I'm saying?
See what your skills is on.
I absolutely love cooking. So AJ was like, do some cooking content.
Okay.
I might do that. I definitely could just also be at the crib doing a DJ set. Regardless, I'm going to test these USB-C cables, and I'm pretty sure that has been the issue. And I'm really looking forward to us having a flawless, uninterrupted show on Monday night with AJ back in the building. Really, really looking forward to that. Also, we have to do some rescheduling. We were going to have an interview with Rhythm King. She is close family member, part of our Philadelphia family, my Philadelphia life. She also is the voice that you hear every Thursday morning on our intro. This woman is an amazing poet. She does really, really impactful abolition work. She got me on my abolitionist journey. You know, I'm still a baby. She's working on me. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have Rhythm on the show. So we're in the process of getting that interview rescheduled and getting that up on the socials for you to engage with. P-Town during the break said, let's see, when have cops not lied?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Asking for a friend.
Please, we'll all wait. It's going to be some radio silence for real.
Right. And then someone responded, them Utz chips are the truth. This is just facts. These chips are glorious. They're amazing. They're an amazing chip.
I'm going to run up to Gardner's today.
Oh, I hope they got it.
Get a bag.
So you said you looked them up, man. Who Safeway had them?
You know, it said Safeway had them. Fred Meyer had them. Now, you know, they might be like the police and be lying.
Yeah, sounds sketchy.
It does, because that's the first thing that popped up. You said Gardner's had them, and immediately Safeway has them. Fred Meyer has them. Grocery shopping,
right? Okay,
experienced grocery shopper here. I've never seen those at all,
and that's what I'm saying. Sorry, and they used to be in DoorDash, not DoorDash. They used to be in what was the app for the munchies?
Oh, I know what you're saying. Start with a G.
It does start with a G.
No.
Go Puff.
There we
go. Go Puff. Oh my God, I haven't ordered for GoPuff in so long. Also, Philadelphia-based app. So they had a lot of stuff in there. They had Tasty Cakes in there for a while. They had Utz chips. I don't know how they were making it happen out here on the West Coast, but they were doing it. So I had to go through GoPuff to get a lot of that stuff. But yeah. We going to see. In your shopping journey, please shoot me a text.
I will. I'll let you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I know off the rip. Like, I could build and design a grocery store.
I could
do it off memory. I could probably go in there blindfolded and can come out with all the groceries that my family needs. I promise you that. But I've never seen that. You said a good little girl. It's a little girl with a ponytail. Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So... I was in that moment, excuse me, especially it was an annual situation with me to get really, really obsessed with the groceries and the couponing. And it was when Safeway was doing the Monopoly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I would get the Monopoly board, put my little, you know, joints down there, scan everything in. I was a monster. Dang. I became a monster around Monopoly. Safeway Monopoly time.
That's a throwback right there. Yeah. Remember, didn't McDonald's have like the Monopoly?
Yes, they did.
That's a good way to get us in there, right? Because we all know Monopoly.
Yeah. I went live. Me and my homie Guyani, she also moved out here from the East Coast. We were just talking about the Monopoly situation and the couponing and different strategies. Yeah, I used to go wild with the couponing. I did. So I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? There's kinship there.
Okay.
So in your travels, if you come across them, shoot a brother a text.
I'll let you know.
You know, is you good? Do you need the crab?
I'll let you know what flavors they got.
And where they at? Where they at in the world? Seriously. Yeah. Yes. Uh-oh. We got a text that confirmed. Safeway has them.
Oh, they do.
Do not play with me.
They do. What?
Do not play with me. And yes, they also knew GoPuff. What? Oh, no. Okay. What did P-Town say here?
So we can have to
cooking turkey bacon. My trick is to heat up some olive oil in the pan.
I'm listening.
And then put the bacon in.
Okay.
Turkey bacon, then you get the crunch. Okay.
I'm listening.
Turkey bacon tips. Thank you.
And olive oil. It's cutting the fat.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to let you know how it is. Thank you.
Thank you, P-Town.
I'm going to try that one out.
All right. Okay.
Man, I'm still convinced. I need that bacon. I need that poke. That
I need that poke on my poke. I'm not mad. Okay. All right. So, here we are. It is 2025. We are about to hit November. This time last year, you know, we were heavy in campaign zone.
Mm-hmm.
People were still trying to figure out who they didn't want to vote for. Trump didn't get inaugurated until January. Mm-hmm. That's how it usually works here in this country. It's how it's worked for centuries. So it hasn't been a full year yet.
No.
I like to keep saying that. Whenever I'm talking about his foolishness, it hasn't been a full year yet. President Trump is demanding that the Department of Justice pay him roughly $230 million in compensation for what he calls unwarranted federal investigations into his conduct. I'm going to pause right here because what he is doing right now calls for a federal investigation. This action alone should be launching another investigation.
Another one.
Including the Russia election interference probe and the classified documents case. The demand, first reported by the New York Times, raises immediate concerns over conflicts of interest as Trump now oversees the very agency responsible for deciding whether to award him taxpayer funds. Trump's request centers on two major federal investigations that shadowed his first term and post-presidency. One involved Russia's interference in the 2016 election and whether members of Trump's campaign coordinated with Kremlin-linked operatives. The other examined his retention of classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate after leaving the White House in 2021. Both investigations found extensive evidence of wrongdoing, though Trump himself avoided prosecution. I'm going to read that again.
Yeah.
Both investigations found extensive evidence of wrongdoing, though Trump himself avoided prosecution. And ladies and gentlemen, that is why we are where we are today.
Yes.
In the Russia inquiry, former special counsel Robert Mueller's final report pointedly declined to exonerate Trump, saying if he had confidence... If we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said that. Several top Trump aides, including campaign chair Paul Manafort, haven't heard that name in a while, were convicted of crimes uncovered by the probe, only to be pardoned by Trump before he left office. The classified documents case was dismissed last year by U.S. District Attorney Judge Eileen Cannon. Oh, yeah. Eileen Cannon, right. Mm. A Trump appointee who ruled that the special counsel overseeing the prosecution had been improperly appointed, a decision widely criticized by legal experts. Trump initially indicated that DOJ officials would determine the settlement amount. But on Tuesday, he told reporters that he planned to make the decision himself. Mm. It's interesting because I'm the one that makes the decision, right? That decision would have to go across my desk, Trump said at the White House. Legal scholars immediately warned that his involvement would amount to a textbook case of self-dealing, potentially violating both ethics laws and the Constitution's emolument clause. I have a problem with that. The problem I have is that it's saying potentially violating when he's a clear violation.
When it's a clear violation, even going back up when they found clear evidence of wrongdoing that he completely avoided.
Right. Further complicating the matter, several of the department's senior leaders have personal ties to Trump. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche previously served as Trump's defense attorney in the classified documents case, while Attorney General Pam Bondi represented him during his second impeachment trial. Ugh. Despite widespread criticism, Trump has defended his demand as justified compensation for what he calls witch hunts against him. Even as critics say, his claim underscores the dangers of presidential control over the Justice Department. Ahem.
That's a lot to break down there.
Yeah. Self-dealing, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Outright corruption. I mean, here's the thing. You can put all the names on it, all the justifying markers, all the just markers of what this type of activity is, right? You can identify it in every way possible.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no consequence, if there are no levers to pull, and this is just me, and I know sometimes I'll be slipping into my, you know, nihilistic places, and it's a comfortable place for me. I don't even want to hear about it. I'm so tired of hearing about all of the crime that this man has been committing, all of the different ways that he should be disciplined, and how if this was anyone else, and then nothing happens. I know it needs to be reported. People need to know what's happening, but I got fatigue, man.
I mean, he's literally saying what is going to happen. He said, I'm the one that's making these decisions, right? They're coming across my table. That's the dangerous part, is that when you become bigger than the entire judicial system, to say right. that you can do all these investigations, you can find all these wrongdoings, but at the end of the day, I'm going to avoid it because I am he.
I am him.
Can do whatever you want to do. By the end of the day, I'm the one making decisions here. Yeah, okay.
Wild.
That's the dangerous part.
Yeah.
And you know, my good friend, I think it was Don Lemon and Angela Rye. You guys go follow Native Land podcast. That's a very good podcast to get good perspective on what's going on outside of politics. You don't fight Trump nicely.
No. Why would you fight someone nicely that doesn't fight nice?
You don't approach him nicely because he's not playing nice.
No.
He's not playing fair. He didn't come out here to lollygag and ring around the rosy. No, he's that hot ring.
Right.
He's not playing here.
Nah, man.
He'll take the whole jungle gym down and literally rebuild it.
And rebuild it.
Okay. Cease the ballroom.
Yeah. Yep. Michelle said, Letitia James, well, like a word about unwarranted federal investigations. He can get indictments that that only his insurance lawyer will put her name on against his enemies.
Yeah.
But he deserves compensation for being prosecuted for fraud.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Just garden variety fascism, immunity for allies, weaponized justice for enemies. Thank you, Michelle. For
yes,
sure.
Like, 100% agree with that, man. Michelle.
Dibs, the king is above the law. F the king. Yes. That's, I mean, we keep saying, you know, there was a No Kings protest. People are saying, you know, America is not dictatorship. Guys, wake up in this time zone. I understand the sentiments of the No Kings protest, and I'm happy it happened, really, because it does show the amount of people that at least have an issue with this president. They're not sitting somewhere quietly. However, we have a king.
Yes.
That's where we are now.
Yes.
So let's figure out what to do about it. Let's figure out how we switch things around. P-Town said, me too, with regards to, you know, hearing Trump's name, and said, I want to throw up. Pam Bondi.
Well, don't do that.
Yeah.
Because we ain't health insurance. That's in jeopardy as well.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Not too much.
She thinks Pam Bondi is also one of the Epstein files. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
I think, yes. It's probably not even deep down in there. That's why she's so loud.
Like, come on, y'all. It's just, it's too much, man.
Going back to that no kings conversation, yeah. Trump made a statement where he said, I'm no king. I never said I was the king. Okay, that's fine if you don't say that you are a king. But if you look up, I was looking up the definition of what a king is, right, to make my point.
Right.
But shout out to thedictionary.com. They gave me a better definition that
okay.
I think will land a lot better. So the second definition for a king is the most important chess piece, of which each player has one, which the opponent has to checkmate in order to win.
Right.
The king can move in any direction. including diagonally, in any adjacent squares, is not attacked by an opponent's piece or pawn.
Mm.
If we're talking about behavior alone, I don't know who all plays chess. I played a little bit of chess. Shout out to my dad for sitting me down to learn the fundamentals of chess.
Yeah, I play a little bit of chess too. Now my daughter whoops me in it.
Oh, dang.
That's, yeah. She plays a lot of bit of chess.
Oh, man. Didn't you prepare for that one?
Nope.
We can take a lesson from this unkingly king. Because you can move in any direction.
Right.
That you want.
Unchecked.
Unchecked.
Yeah.
Take the little pawns out. Ah, whatever. Tell the short, who needs that?
Yeah.
Benefits. Ah, ha, 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 whatever.
Like, come on,
bro. Are you kidding me, dude? That is a king mentality. You are not the leader of this entire nation. That is not the behaviors and characteristics of someone who is leading a nation.
Nah, not at all. That's not the way that's supposed to work. But it is the current system that we're dealing with right now. And again, I want everybody to pay attention. I want everybody to be, you know, like, hello, hello. Please pay attention. Please wake up. Look at what we're dealing with right now. Shout out to Malcolm. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Got a little donation there. Thank you for your donation. Let's see. I'm going to hop into, let me see, where are we now? With that, we are at 96% at our fundraising goal. Okay, so we got a couple minutes of the show left. All right, we are going to hop into a music break. Before we hop into a music break, I do want to remind y'all, we are in the fund drive. We are indeed in the fund drive. X-Ray FM's fund drive. You can head to xray.fm, hit the blue donate button. Once you're in there, you can either donate directly to the station or you can donate to our peer-to-peer page, the News of My Fiance peer-to-peer page. We're almost at the goal. We're at 96%. $288. We just need to hit 300. Boom. Goal. Done. Dunzo. If you want to put us over that goal, man, listen, I would not discourage you at all. The fund drive is over tomorrow, and we have different prizes at different membership levels, different monthly membership levels. You can come in at 10. You can come in at 15. You can come in at 20 or above. You know what I'm saying? So head on over to xray.fm. Definitely hit that blue donate button. There are a bunch of other really great shows on the station as well. If you see another show that you recognize, you'll be like, oh, wow. Yeah, I'll donate to them as well. You know? Yeah. We would definitely appreciate that. Thank you so much. We're going to head into our last music break and then come back with another story. And yeah, you know, I'm in the D'Angelo mood. I'm in the D'Angelo mood. You know, R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
Right. Catch you on the other side. Welcome back to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. Join the conversation. Shoot us a text at 971-220-5979. Again, that is 971-220-5979. I thought we'd have time to get to know the story. We did not have time to get to know the story, but it is all right. It is all right. We've been kicking it all morning. Thank you so much for everyone for tuning in. Shout out to everyone that has been hitting the donate button. If for whatever reason you're just joining us, maybe you're getting here just in time to go check out Tom Hartman right directly after us. Maybe that's what you're doing. Tom does amazing work. Shout out to Tom Hartman. But we are in the fund drive. So head on over to xray.fm. Hit that blue donate button. Become a part of the movement. The ever so necessary movement. If you have not become a member, if you were a member in the past and you're like, you know what, man, it's been a while, maybe I want to hop back on board, head on over to xray.fm. You can come in at the $10 level, get a thank you pack. You can come in at the $15 monthly level, get a tote bag, and the $20 and over monthly level and get a zip up hoodie. The design for the hoodie this year is fire. The design for the hoodie each year is fire. I really feel like X-Ray has done a really good job of filling our closet with hoodies and apparel. And I don't have more space for any more hoodies. But at the same time, I don't turn hoodies down.
How could you not?
You
can never have too many hoodies.
You know what? I agree.
Yeah.
Key, I take it back. I don't have too many hoodies. I have two little closets.
There we go.
All right?
There we go.
So if someone could give away closets in which me and Morgan can put more of our hoodies, that would be dope. That's up. Yeah. Okay.
We figured it out. We figured it out.
I like it.
The rain is coming. The cold's already here. You can't have too many hoodies. I'm waiting on my husband to get here so I can get his hoodies right now.
Right.
First thing, give me that hoodie you have on. I know he's got a hoodie when he comes in.
What is that?
No, he's got one on right now. I want it.
Listen, you got to chill. Y'all have to. Because he has it on, I want it.
I need it.
What is that?
It's mine. What is, it belongs to me.
No. You know what? I'm glad.
See, look, he turned it.
Yeah, we go. I can close the laptop. Y'all need to explain yourselves. Listen, with me and MJ, from the rip, no matter what hoodie I get, we wear the same hoodie size. Cuts are different sometimes. So sometimes, you know, she can't fit it. Because, you know, she has boobs and I don't. So, yeah. You know, sometimes they're a little, you know, especially some of the streetwear stuff mm-hmm. is, you know, pressed down on you. So those are the only hoodies that are safe for me in the house. I don't mind that we share hoodies because we both take care of our clothes.
Right.
However, the fact that I'm so trained at this point that any hoodie that I purchase mm-hmm. is MJ's hoodie is one thing. All right.
You got it down though.
You understand.
And that's the first step.
I'm trying to un-understand. I'm trying to deprogram myself in this moment.
What's yours is hers. What's hers might be yours.
Could be, but
might not be because you don't even want it. So it's fine.
That's the thing.
And what is y'all's is hers.
When I buy her a hoodie, that is like, okay, oh, she's going to love this. This is fire. And I got her Eclipse hoodie.
Oh.
Like, so the rules are for me. And she doesn't feel this way. If I buy you a fire hoodie, I can't wear it till you've worn it.
Because mm-hmm.
then I feel like I'm buying it for myself. So it'll just sit. It'll just sit until she's worn it. And I'll be like, all right, you know, she got to wear it a couple of times. It's got to be in some photos. It's got to be, you know, it's got to hit social media. It's got to be a full release for the hoodie.
Okay. It's a rollout.
You know, it's a rollout for the hoodie.
Then
I can rock it. You said as soon as you see your husband, hoodie's mine.
Yeah.
What is that urge?
It just, you know, it. So he'll do this thing where he'll let it sit there for a couple of days. I don't know if he's marinating on it. If he's trying to download the fact that he's got this fire hoodie. I've thought about it. I've matched it up with about 4 or 5 outfits. Sir, you have 24
already?
Hours to wear the hoodie. Because if not, I'm putting it on my body.
But there... Kia, there are hoodies already in the house. Why are you?
It's a new one. It's something about a new one.
Oh,
you talking about no lint? Are you crazy? Fresh hoodie? It's like some fresh J's. Don't let it be. He lucky we don't have the same shoe size. It's over with. He got a pair of J's in there that he ain't worn in a year.
Yo, MJ's sneaker collection is crazy. She has fire kicks. And I'm just like, Yeah, our shoes are nowhere near the same. But it's like, oh, goodness gracious. P-Town talking about don't try to take her hoodie. I don't. I'm just saying, you know. Oh, so Dib said, you're at 96% for this week or for the fun drive? We're at 96% for the News of My Fiancé peer-to-peer page. We have our goal. Our goal is to hit 300 for the fun drive. So, yes, we're at 96% for the fun drive for News of My Fiancé, our contribution to the full fun drive. Thank you for asking, getting that clarification, Dibs. Okay. Granted, it's time to wrap the show. I feel like you got the last word on the hoodies, and we're going to have to revisit this another time.
We'll put a pin in that one.
Yeah, because I ain't feeling all that.
You would hate to know about this shirt.
Wow.
Untouched.
Not untouched. He didn't get a chance to wear it.
Not even seen it. Oh my God. I think my daughter might have wore it before he did.
This is criminal.
It's terrible.
This is terrible.
It's terrible. I know.
What are we doing?
It's the perks.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. So that was another News of My Fiancé. Today's show is made possible by myself, DJ Ambush, and Casey. Thank you.
Such a pleasure to be here.
Morgan will be back on Monday for Monday night show. And then again, Thursday, you know how we do here. Thankful, very, very special thanks to our illustrious podcast editor, Kyle G. Residual Audio. I am putting together the playlist of songs for this week. Everything played I didn't do a really good job jotting down what I played as I was playing them, but my memory's intact. We good. I'm gonna make sure y'all got everything y'all need there. This Sunday, me and Cliff will be at White Eagle. I always confuse the eagle and the owl. You know, we do no requests. And we're at the end of the month. You know, it's the theme. If you guys have been kicking it with no requests for the past 3 years, you know what it is. You know what we do every October. It's our MF Doom tribute. So if that is something you are interested in, that will be Sunday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at White Eagle on Russell Street. Definitely follow No Request DJs on Instagram. You know, if you want more information, that's where you can find it. Of course, I'll be posting from my Instagram as well. Nice little joint we do. 6 to 9 again, once a month we're over there. I'm also going to be spending their 150-year anniversary on the 2nd, I believe. Me and Bree, DJ Tempo, my daughter, will be doing a set together. Yeah, the day's filling up. I got another event later on that afternoon. Either way, you didn't tune in for my concert calendar. Thank you for tuning in to News with My Fiance. You know the deal. Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. And we will catch you on Monday night. Thanks for listening.